This is Teenage Sports with your host, Michael Barra. Today, we are going to be going over the recent NFL draft that happened just a few days ago. I got one of my good friends on.
Back. I'm the regular, Boom McDougal. Happy to be here.
Yes, sir. So, me and Boom definitely disagree on a few. We're going to go over our worst drafted teams, then our best drafted teams. Now, you can only predict so much. I mean, this is almost just as – it's a little bit easier than projecting the actual mock draft, but – because you don't know how some of these players are going to pan out.
Yeah. So, we starting with our worst drafts?
Yes, sir. Let's – Are we going to go, are we going from like one to, or we'll go from, let's go from like least worst to worst worst.
Okay. So yeah, we did our three worst. We're going to start with our third to worst. So
yes.
What would be our 30th worst, 30th draft?
I have the Bears.
I have the Chiefs.
The Chiefs. Okay. So, the reason I have the Bears, their first round pick was, or their, no, sorry, their second round pick was a tight end. That team has like seven tight ends on their roster. How many tight ends do you need?
Yeah, I have the Bears at two, so I'm not going to disagree with you at all here.
I think they actually had a really good pick there. Because they had 2 second rounds because they traded up to get their tight end. But they got Jalen Johnson, a very good cornerback. But after that, it's just awful. They got, I don't think, a very good wide receiver out of Tulane, Darnell Mooney. They didn't get a very good cornerback in their fifth. They did a lot of trading just because of their picks that they've traded away for, like, Khalil Mack and other players. I just wasn't a fan of this draft.
Yeah, I agree. The reason I had the Chiefs is I know they were in the ultimate luxury spot. They didn't need anything. I had Jonathan Taylor going to the Chiefs in my mock draft, and I think he should have, because I think he was the best running back in the draft. I thought it was interesting. They went Clyde Edwards-Helaire, LSU, first round. I know that they knew they were in a luxury spot, so they could take whoever they wanted, whoever they liked. And I know that they're a pass-heavy team, I mean. But, and Edwards-Helaire was probably the best receiving back out of them. But not to say that the other guys aren't just good athletes and better running backs. I think their first-round pick really made it hard for me to like what they did. Their second-round pick was okay. Inside linebacker out of Mississippi State, Willie Gay Jr., but I think their third-round pick was probably their best for the value. I think Lucas Niang is really good in college.
TCU
offensive tackle. So they didn't have a sixth-rounder. Their fourth-rounder was a decent pick after that. You know, it's hard to predict those guys. But I know they were going for who they liked, but I don't even think Clyde Edwards-Helaire was top three running back in this draft. He should not have been the first one taken.
So when you're in this like position, because they're picking the last pick in every round, 32, you pick for what you feel like you need. And I felt like they needed another running back. And I like Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I like him for this team different than I would for another team. I think Jonathan Taylor is probably a better running back than him. And DeAndre Swift may be better too, but Edwards-Helaire works so good with this scheme, I feel like. I feel like this was just a perfect scheme fit for Andy Reid, and Andy Reid drafts pretty well. So, does he draft really well? He drafted Mahomes and he drafted Chris Jones, so he drafts pretty well.
But why would we need this kind of running back when what should have been the Super Bowl MVP, Damian Williams, is coming back? LeSean McCoy isn't probably going to be back, but Damian Williams is back. He's not your just great running back. He's more of a receiving type guy. So why get another Clyde Edwards-Helaire, which is, in my opinion, I'd probably compare him to Damian Williams. Why not go get a running back who's actually
or a better corner, their number one need?
Yeah, I didn't like that pick, and that's what had them so low for me, because just because you're in a luxury spot doesn't mean you can just screw up. But, all right, that's all I got to say.
The TCU pick definitely pushed me to not put them that low. I mean, I bet if you see a Texas guy in here, you're probably not going to put a team very low.
Oh, no. I mean,
when my TCU guys get drafted, I get hyped.
I mean, yeah, like, I'm a TCU fan too. It's just, that first round, like I said, their third round pick I thought was good. I'm not just saying this because I like TCU. Lucas Niang was a good player for the third round. I think a lot of these later offensive linemen that teams got in the later rounds, like mid to late rounds, were good. The Cowboys got a good one. We'll talk about them later. Mm-hmm. Out of Wisconsin, a lot of these linemen were really good. Just some injuries or some things that
Niang would have been higher if it wasn't for the injury. He was injured for like, I think, half of last year, and he still went third round. That should say something.
Yeah,
his junior year was good.
Same thing with the Cowboys center. So, yeah, I think their second round pick was decent, but yeah, their first round pick really just made it hard for me to like their draft. When I really thought that Jonathan Taylor, I think Jonathan Taylor is going to be really good.
I think he is going to be too. I think he's probably going to be the best running back out of this draft.
Can I add something else about Jonathan Taylor? I'm not going to talk anything about him, so I want to talk about him a little bit here. Since we brought him up, the Colts took Jonathan Taylor, correct?
Yes.
So I was driving home. I was getting food, and I had ESPN radio on, so I didn't want to miss any of the draft, because I love the draft. And these guys were, like, so puzzled why they would get Jonathan Taylor when they had Marlon Mack. Well, I'm going to tell the world right now, if y'all haven't already figured it out, that was a great pick, and a lot of people are saying, why would they get Jonathan Taylor? They don't need a running back. Marlon Mack was good.
We are in a two running back league.
That and Marlon Mack, guess what? What number season he's coming up on? Four. Guess what happens after the fourth season?
Money.
Okay. Guess what they don't want to do? Pay a middle of the pack running back when they can just draft a good one that everybody thinks is going to be really good. That's the reason why they did that. And a lot of people are so puzzled about it. And I'm like, let's put two and two together, people. Anyway,
let's look at some of the most successful last few year teams. They've been double running back teams. Or in last year's case, like triple running back teams in the 49ers. The Chiefs are an anomaly because they don't really have a top of the line running back, but a lot of these teams nowadays, like Cowboys, even though they don't use Pollard as much, they could be a deadly two running back team.
Yeah, I think there's still teams that can be successful with one running back, though.
I mean
the Titans did it.
A workhorse.
Titans did it. It just depends.
I mean, Derrick Henry's the Cowboys, best of them, though.
Cowboys definitely, I think, in my opinion, kind of did it. We didn't use Pollard much at all. I mean, I think.
No, we really didn't.
I think the Titans used, I think their backup's Deion Lewis still, just as much as the Cowboys used Pollard. But, yeah, I mean, I just didn't agree with that one pick. And then second worst was the Bears. You've already kind of hit on them. So who's your second worst?
The Patriots.
Wow, I would have probably put them at fourth worst. Yeah.
So everyone likes the Patriots. I watched a lot of stuff on the Patriots. Everyone wants to hype them up, and I mean, it rightfully so. You know, they're one of the most successful NFL teams ever. But they really aren't that good of a drafting team. Yes, everyone will.
When they drafted the greatest of all time in the sixth or whatever round?
I know. One player. You're gonna tell me you hit really high on one really good player many years ago? I don't think, or at least in the last few years, they're really not a good drafting team. Okay, so their first round pick, I believe they traded back for, is a D2 college player.
And that's great, because you know why? Like I've said in past podcasts, Bill Belichick can take guys that he likes. He's not drafting for what Mel Kiper and what teenage sports say is good. He's taking for what he thinks he can make good. Every pick he takes, he doesn't just you know, it's the sixth or seventh round. We're not going to worry about this guy. He looks at all those players on the guys who he can coach. That's why you've had all these receivers and all these players that don't have big names turn into really good players because of Bill Belichick. That's why he went D2 there. Maybe not the best talent right now, but he had to have seen something.
I don't know. It just doesn't. I wanted to put the Eagles there, and I was actually going to put. I actually had the Eagles slotted at number two first, and then I just can't do that to Rager. Their first round pick was a TCU wide receiver. I'm sorry, my bias. It's gonna take over. And the rest of their draft after Jalen Hurts was bad, and we can talk about Jalen Hurts later. But you also had Bears number two, or you had Bears number two.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of just already hit on it. I didn't understand what they were doing. They still have Burton, correct?
Yeah, they still have Burton. They signed Jimmy Graham.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that.
I think he'll be a decent tight end. This was not a good tight end class at all. This was a wide receiver class, but and tight ends were not good this year. So why are you drafting another one?
Yeah, and that was their first pick they had, too.
Yeah, it's really starting to put into suspect how smart Matt Nagy and that GM really is, or if that 1 year was just a fluke.
Well, they also did pick Mitchell Trubisky over Mahomes and Watson, so
yeah, exactly.
But I actually do think their second round pick, Jalen Johnson, the corner, was actually a pretty good pick.
Yeah, I agreed on that. I think that's a very good pick, very good value, but. Yeah, I mean, I don't have much to say more about the Patriots. I'm going to say this, and probably be four Pro Bowlers out of their class. But, you know, it's Bill Belichick. I don't want to count him out. But looking at the draft on paper, it does not look good.
Yeah. But, you know, that's why I can't put them down there, is because they're never looking good on paper.
All right, boom. Number one, do you want to start the rant mode, or should I?
I got this. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll give you a little pre-draft background. I love.
Sorry, real quick. Me and Boom don't already know each other's lists, so I'm so confident that we have the same team already.
So I love the Pat McAfee show, and
agreed.
And I think it's a great show. Okay, I think it was like an hour or two before the draft started, they interviewed Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers said, you know, we haven't drafted a skill position player in like 15 years. That'd be cool. One, the jerk about it. Didn't demand it. Okay. In the heaviest receiver class we've seen in a while. And in my opinion, the team who needed a receiver most.
Or the Eagles. But on ESPN, their number one need is wide receiver.
They not only took a quarterback, but they traded up to get one. Now, let's shut up all the Packers fans who are just trying to defend their front office. Okay. Yeah, y'all took Aaron Rodgers the same way when y'all had Brett Favre. But wait a second. Yes, Aaron Rodgers was at around the same pick, okay? Y'all got to remember something. Aaron Rodgers was a very, very, very high prospect coming into the draft. And the only reason why the Packers took him is because he fell that low and he was so good. Nobody has Jordan Love even in their top three quarterbacks in this draft. If it was maybe, I mean, this is a big maybe. I still probably wouldn't like the pick. If it was Herbert or Tua, maybe. Now, if it was Burrow, yes. But they took a quarterback who I think could be pretty good.
Over a while,
but
though.
But he's not good enough to do this when you have a team who was a win away from going to the Super Bowl. A win away from going to the Super Bowl. And you are going to take a quarterback who's not going to play. And if he does play, you are even more stupid. Because Aaron Rodgers, yes, I didn't even have him in my top 10. And I hate that because I'm a big Aaron Rodgers fan. Just because he had a bad year last year. But he's still got gas in the tank. He's only in his 30s. Drew Brees and Tom Brady and all these other guys who are playing late. Listen, Aaron Rodgers has always had a stronger arm than Drew Brees and Tom Brady. And he's also always been quicker. I think he can age better if he wanted to. It was just a down year. He was adapting to new stuff. And I'm just telling you that Green Bay, you really, really, really screwed up. Okay. And then let's look at Green Bay's picks after Jordan.
Here, real quick. We said that they needed a wide receiver. Can you tell me how many wide receivers they drafted?
That's what I'm about to say. All right, here we go. Let's look at their picks. All right, second round, A.J. Dillon, running back, Boston College. Third round, Josiah DeGarura, tight end, Cincinnati. Fifth round, Kamal Martin, inside linebacker, Minnesota. Oh, wait, they have three sixth-round picks. They've got to take a wide receiver. Nope, John Runyon.
Oh, God, they have
John
to.
John Runyon, guard. Jake Hansen, center. Simon Stepaniak, tackle. Vernon Scott, safety. Jonathan Garvin, D end.
Did you hear wide receiver?
I don't think so.
I don't think I did. That's really weird. It's almost like they weren't paying attention to what their needs were.
And maybe they're trying to be like, oh, I'm better than Belichick. I'm going to go sign an undrafted free agent wide receiver or something and make him Randy Moss. No. You're not.
I saw this on Colin Cowherd. On what way that they could have just constituted not drafting a wide receiver is Davante Adams. But you need more than one
wide
receiver.
That's all they have.
That is all they have.
For them not even to go with one in the later rounds, maybe, or I think if they didn't go first round, they should have gone second round. But
just get you one. It is a pretty good team. Can we both agree that it is a pretty
yes,
good team
and they had,
that does not have many holes? So fill a big hole.
There wasn't any receivers left. There was good receivers all the way to like the fourth round, fifth round.
Well, I think what team did Michael Pittman go to? He went to the Colts,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, and then you have
– He went second
okay,
round.
You have T. Higgins who went second round who was really good. And then I'm going to name two that are both from the University of Texas who are both going to be good. Just wait. Devin Duvernay, fourth round to the Ravens, which was a steal in my opinion.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the Ravens got them.
He is so fast.
They're going to use him so
well. He is really
good.
And then Colin Johnson to the Jags. Both of those could have been easily. Okay, Colin Johnson.
Just get you one.
Just one.
Add to the dang
and
depth
there was,
chart.
There
just
was good
one.
Ones available. It's not like it was like, okay, after the first round, they're all gone now. Nope. T. Higgins, one of the best in the country. Devin Duvernay was available late. Colin Johnson was available late. Brandon Ayuk, I think, went second round. Denzel Mims fell way low.
Oh, Denzel Mims is going to be a beast. No, I'm calling it now. That dude, I'm calling it. He's going to be a beast.
I don't think so.
He has the intangibles. He is that's my one of my better players, wide receivers of this draft. He's going to be good. He now has that chip on his shoulder after falling so far.
I really don't. Yeah. He's not quick enough. He doesn't move very good. He's just big. And I just don't like him. But anyway, yeah, the Packers are really screwed up, man. That was insane.
Yeah, and like I said, I knew exactly where he was going with this. I think we can both agree that their best two positions on that team is quarterback, running back, or they're one of their two best. Their first two picks were quarterback, running back.
Yeah.
And A.J. Dillon, I don't even think was a – I mean, come on, Packers. What are we doing?
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense. I hated this draft.
All right, so, and you know, here's the thing. The whole draft was going very smooth. Everybody was picking who they should have, in a way. I mean, it was kind of your your cookie cutter draft. Besides one big player falling, I think everybody, as far as the top, I mean, Cincinnati went with the obvious pick. Redskins went with the obvious pick. The Lions went with the obvious pick. Isaiah Simmons fell. The good offensive linemen were taken. The receivers got mixed up, but teams still took the right positions. And then you get to the Packers, who just – everybody was still taking their team's needs. The Cowboys didn't go with their first need, but they still went with a need because of the player available. And then the Packers just come up, trade up. I don't even think they needed to trade up if they wanted.
No, he probably would have fell. I don't know where their second round pick was. I guess it was.
I don't see anybody 30. Else taking a quarterback.
Or did they have a first? Did they have a first?
I think they did. Yeah.
So they traded up a few slots.
Yeah, I know someone that would have been there no matter what. So,
dude, it just. I don't know. I want to think Matt LaFleur is a good head coach.
Well, he's not the GM. He's not the only one making those decisions.
Yeah, but he's a big influence on this. And got my boy, probably my favorite pick of this draft, my boy Vernon Scott, seventh round out of safety out of TCU. He's going to be a stud. Might even not even make the team, but whatever.
All right, so we're going to go to interesting picks or best draft?
I want to save, like, the interesting watch out or, like, this is going to be a bust. I mean, we've already gone on a few, but let's just get our best out of the way, and then we can talk about individual players.
All right.
So, do you have four here?
I do have four.
All right, we'll do four best because there's some pretty good drafters.
I have the Minnesota Vikings at four.
I have the Indianapolis Colts.
Who you want to talk or me?
I'll go first. Boom already hit on Jonathan Taylor. I think he said it as good as anyone could have. Jonathan Taylor, I think, is going to be a beast. And they got him second round, ninth pick. Probably the best running back in the draft. They got Michael Pittman, who is a 6'4", 223 wide receiver. Exactly what they need over there. They need wide receiver help for Phillip Rivers, their new quarterback. Now they got a running back help. And then they got a safety in their third round. Later on, they were even able to get Jacob Eason, who fell to them quarterback from Washington in the fourth round. I mean, he can sit behind Rivers for a year or maybe two if they re-up Rivers. I like this draft a lot.
Yeah, I agree. I just don't have them in my top four. I have the Vikings because I think I probably could put them a little higher. It's kind of hard for me to put them higher because I really like the ones ahead, but they had a very good draft. I think with your two first picks here, Jefferson and Gladney, those two are, you know, those guys that are going to instantly go in there and make an impact, in my opinion. I think they're both going to go in there and play good. Jefferson, he'll replace Diggs. He won't be as good as Diggs yet, but he'll be very, very good. Gladney. He was one of the guys that I said in the mock draft who I really, really think is going to be good. And this was the one guy that was in my first round in the mock draft that I thought was going to fall out, but he didn't. He stayed right in there, and I'm glad that teams didn't underestimate him because he was very good. Ezra Cleveland, the tackle out of Boise State, I think he'll be pretty solid. Then they had just a ton of picks, man. They filled the cornerback need. They filled the DN need. They got a little bit of everything. But their top four picks were very, very good. And they have a bunch of guys that in the lower – they have a bunch of lower picks who also could surprise some people. So they were a very good draft, the Vikings.
Yeah, I mean, I actually have them higher, so we'll get to them in a bit. Yeah, I don't have anything to say about that because I have them a little bit higher. Let's go to our number three.
I have B. I'll let you Moore, start. The Baltimore Ravens.
I also have the Ravens.
Patrick Queen, first round. Pretty sure I had that in my mock draft, picked correctly.
I had him going to the Saints. What? Higher. I had him going to the Saints, going a little bit higher than 28. So I think they sat on Patrick Queen.
Maybe
perfectly.
I had him at the Saints. I don't know. I had him at the Saints or the Ravens, but I knew they were going to go linebacker. I know I had that predicted.
Yeah, I think you may have had Kenneth Murray. I think we both had Saints getting Queen.
Yeah, I mean, I predicted linebacker, and I think that was the obvious need there. Patrick Queen is going to be very good. Now let's get to this next pick, okay? I was really sad when they picked him, but I knew it was a smart thing. The Dolphins were next on the clock, and they needed a running back. They ended up trading for Matt Breida. He's a very underrated running back, and they stole him for a fourth rounder. So I think that was very good since they weren't able to get this guy. But J.K. Dobbins going to the Ravens. Interesting because Ingram's really good in my opinion. They're not going to use him much yet, but Ingram's getting up there. But
well, I mean, run the double running back scheme because me and you both agree Lamar Jackson still is not incredibly talented as a passer. I mean,
yeah, Dobbins.
So they are still a running
team.
Yeah,
Dobbins is going to be good, but I don't know. They didn't need him. He wasn't the team need, but he was kind of a CeeDee Lamb pick, just a bit, just glaring. I don't know how he fell that low. And I'm going to talk about.
Well, I think they probably have the most talented roster in the league, so there wasn't
much
for them
to add.
I'm going to talk
about Dobbins and the running backs because you have a little more players later to talk about that are good. I have a little more just like draft dynamic, what I thought was interesting. So I'm going to talk about the running back situation later, but. Yeah, I just think Dobbins was great for the spot.
Yeah, and their third-round pick, Justin Matabuke, I believe is how you say that, A&M. Another good pick.
Oh,
your boy
man.
Devin Duvernay out of Texas.
I don't know. Okay, now let me tell you. Devin Duvernay is a great – okay. Last year, Colin Johnson – big outside receiver for Texas, was projected at the late first, second-round pick. He played his senior season, had some injuries, and he ended up going fifth, which I thought was crazy because if he would have just went to the draft after 1 year, I mean, injuries really do kill people's draft stock. But so I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
But since Colin Johnson was hurt, this guy kind of got some spotlight. Devin Duvernay, very fast slot receiver, who is going to catch the ball and take a hit, but he's also going to run. He is going to be great for the Ravens because they're going to give him the little slant routes. They're going to give him the drags. They're going to give him the quick outs, and they're going to let him run. He's going to be very good, okay? And then we have Malik Harrison, another linebacker. So they have two there. One of them.
Very good pick. Now let's look at James Prochet. I think that is probably their most valued pick to me. That dude, everyone says he has probably the best hands in this draft. Like, they love this James Prochet guy. I haven't watched a lot of his play.
I wouldn't say he has the best hands.
Apparently, James
I wouldn't
Prochet
say he has the
best
hands in the draft, but I do agree that he was a good pick. So, yeah, Baltimore, great draft. Just like Minnesota, they're both great drafts.
All right, number two. This is when things get a little spicy. My number two is the Vikings.
I have the only team who is flashy enough and has enough money to pull off a draft from a stinking yacht, the Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys?
So I'll just go ahead and get it out. My number one team is the Cowboys. So, and I don't even think that's bias to me. Like that, we'll talk about the draft in a second. You pretty much touched everything on the Vikings. I just had them a little bit higher because I valued Jeff Gladney and a lot. I think their second round pick, Ezra Cleveland out of Boise, O tackle, is going to be really good for the Vikings. And I think they drafted the most players in this draft, if I'm not mistaken. So they gave themselves a lot of opportunity to hit on a few of these guys. And
yeah,
I like that.
Cowboys at two, man.
I tried to get him to move him to one. I tried my hardest.
Oh man, I mean, great pick at in the first round. Didn't expect that to fall. Just a quick little side note that I saw in the interview with Jerry Jones. He said they had done 12 mock drafts and not one of them had CeeDee Lamb falling. He said they had CeeDee Lamb as their number one receiver in the draft. Yeah, I'd agree. I think he is the best receiver in the draft. I didn't have him predicted to go because I knew people don't agree with me. But and then let's talk about their second round pick. I was real worried that this picking a receiver was going to leave us with no defensive backs. Trayvon Diggs, I think, had first round potential. I think he was a very good corner. He's a tall for a corner. He's good. I think that was a great pick. I was surprised we could get both of these guys. I mean, that's just crazy. But then the third round pick left me a little questionable. I thought the obvious pick was an edge rusher, a defensive end or edge rusher. We went with a D lineman here. He was the best D lineman available, not just edge, including tackles, edge. We went with the tackle. But he's a fast.
He was ranked 49th out of all players, and we got him in the third round, 18th.
He's a very fast D tackle, so he could play, maybe could play end. I don't know, but the only thing I don't like is we just got Poe and Gerald McCoy. We have a lot of guys like that, the D tackle. So I don't know where we'll use him, but a great pick. And then we got another corner, out of Tulsa.
Jerry came out and said he could play safety. So we got a defensive Reggie back. Robinson.
He can play either. But then a pick that I'm almost just as excited about the first two as the Tyre Biadasz, I think. How you say it? How you say it? Biadasz.
Biadasz.
Center out of Wisconsin. He would have been higher if it wasn't for the hip injury, I think. But Cowboys have good and the whole league has good reputation with Wisconsin offensive lineman. Travis Frederick went there. He's very good. Hopefully he can pan out. But, yeah, just overall one of the best Cowboys drafts I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm going to add a little bit to it. So I have the Cowboys potentially trying to move Chidobe Awuzie to safety. So I honestly think Diggs could potentially be our third corner on this team with Jordan Lewis, Anthony Brown, and Trayvon Diggs. So you got a starter there. You have a starter with CeeDee Lamb. Gallimore, our team, or every team, runs a lot of D tackles. Like,
yeah,
what are that, subs? So a lot of teams run subs just because, I mean, you have to. Those big guys get tired. I mean, the that was best available player, Neville Gallimore, the D tackle. When you're position ranked six and you get him in the third round and it's a D tackle, a position that a lot of teams are probably looking for, I mean, come on. And you made the point that we just got Gerald McCoy and Dontari Poe. I'm fine with adding more depth in the third round with Gallimore just because those two guys are not young at all. Poe and McCoy are getting it up in age. So I could definitely see them, like, I mean, hopefully not getting hurt, but they could get beat up pretty easily. I think our most value pick is fifth round DA defensive end Bradley and A, because I'm pretty sure how you say it. Position rank 12, overall rank 106, and we got him in the fifth round, 34th pick. This guy, he's a little short and a little undersized, but he is quick. He has got really good hands. He's out of Utah. I think this guy has a chance of actually making a difference coming from the fifth round. Your team's doing something right if you can potentially get a starter in your fifth round.
Yeah, I agree. Did you already talk about your number one, Vikings?
Yeah, my number one was the Cowboys. Yeah,
Vikings. So here's my number one. I'm very shocked that you don't even have them in your list. The Miami Dolphins. Yeah. I'm not just saying this because it was easy for us to say this before the draft that they would have the best draft. I'm just saying this because I truly believe that – I just had a feeling on draft night that Tua was actually going to be a very good franchise quarterback. He's a lefty. I love lefties. I mean, I just had a feeling. I just felt like he was talking to me through that screen. So, Tua Tagovailoa, I think now has potential to be a franchise quarterback. Now let's look at their other picks. Austin Jackson, tackle out of USC. They need a lineman. They got a guy to protect their quarterback. I think he'll be an instant starter.
I think they overdrafted on him.
I really don't. Personally. I think they needed a tackle, and I think he probably.
I think they needed a tackle too, and a lot of them did go off the board. But
I don't
position rank eight.
These position rankings, they're made by guys who, I mean, at some point, Tom Brady was position ranked a million, but
last. Yeah, I understand, but I don't think a guy out of USC is better than some of the potential guys that they could have gotten a little bit later to protect Tua.
I think it was good. They took a tackle. I think he's going to be good. Then here's another one that I thought's going to be good. Noah Igbinogheni, cornerback, Auburn. I thought he had talent to go higher, but nobody really had him. Nobody was high on him. I don't know why. He was very good in college. Here's one pick I don't love. Robert Hunt, lineman, Louisiana Lafayette. Anytime you go out of the Power Five, you're a smaller school, you have a little bit more of a risk. I didn't think he brought the same wow factor as a lot of these linemen. Raquan Davis, D lineman out of Alabama, was one of their best picks. Great D lineman. I think they can move him around. Play Bama. Then my boy Brandon Jones, safety out of Texas. He was very good at Texas. I was thinking the Cowboys would maybe, since we needed a safety, wait and take Brandon Jones. Thought that was Jerry's plan, but, like you said, they're going to move. They can see if they can move Reggie Robinson to corner, or to safety, from corner. But Brandon Jones, I think, has good potential. He reminded me a lot of Earl Thomas in college. Both played at Texas, but he reminded me a lot of him. Not as far as the sexy stat guy at Texas. Earl Thomas was picking balls off, making plays. He's built kind of like him, and I think he has potential in probably a year or two to be a good starter.
All right, real quick, let me add something to this. The Noah Igbinogheni, is that you say? I don't understand why they drafted a corner. They just paid the most for Byron Jones.
Okay,
they have the highest paid corner. They have the third highest paid corner in Xavier Howard. Why are you drafting another corner in the first round? And not even like
because they need
not a even
defense,
a top corner.
And if you can get a
lineman, get someone to rush the passer.
He was the best available kind of pick. Like I said, he was very good.
Just gone off.
A lot of people were just sleeping on him, and I don't know if any of their DBs but they definitely needed defensive players. And if he's the best one available, why not get a good third corner?
I don't even think he's better than Jalen Johnson. I that's probably my least favorite pick. The Robert Hunt pick, I don't think it was as bad as you were saying. I'm sorry, I don't like any. After watching Texas play last year, I'm not putting any value in Texas.
Well, you obviously didn't watch
players. I know that hurts. the probably their best value pick was fifth round Curtis Weaver. That dude's a beast out of Boise. I have a little bias towards Boise, but whatever.
Because a player played on a bad defense, you obviously didn't watch Brandon Jones, because it's hard for safeties to look good when they have the worst corners ever. Kobe Boyce was terrible. I mean, it was just terrible. That's why Kobe Boyce only played when everybody got hurt. Literally, like, three of our corners got hurt in the same game. I'm just saying, I mean, Brandon Jones, he's a great, good tackler and a really good coverage guy. I mean, he's good all around safety. He never got burnt, really. I mean, he proved himself against big-time receivers. I think for his value, I mean, I'm speaking compared to where they drafted him. Now, first round, no. Second round, no. But where they got him, he's a good player. And then they just got a bunch of guys to fill needs. I mean, I don't know how you don't even have them at your top. I have them so high because I think Tua's going to take this team, who has a good coach now and a lot of really young players who can all grow. They got rid of their two superstars, Minka and Laremy Tunsil, and they're just going to take off with it. I mean, they have a bunch of guys now that can all develop in a few years.
I need you to stay a little bit consistent. Do you remember who you had falling away from the Dolphins pick in our mock draft? Exactly. You had the Dolphins drafting Justin Herbert. So I like Tua more than you do. And I like this draft. They're my fifth best draft, but I don't like Austin Jackson. I don't like Noah Igbinoghi. I don't like Robert Hunt. And those are your three picks under Tua.
I think so that's Austin why I just put him in the corner. And then I just think you're underrating these players. And I just think that Tua is just obviously okay. When I put Herbert above Tua, I think Herbert's a better quarterback. I think three quarterbacks, like I said in the mock draft podcast, three quarterbacks in this draft have potential to be franchise quarterbacks. And I think that they got their franchise quarterback, then they got a bunch of pieces, and all that team needs is a bunch of young guys, because I'm not saying next year they're going to be a great team. I'm saying in two or three years with a good coach and a lot of young players, they all have room to grow together, and they're going to be good.
Oh, I mean, I definitely value getting a quarterback with O-linemen because they can grow together. I'm a big fan of that. But Tua is obviously your star of this draft, and I just don't see another star.
Austin Jackson and Noah Igbinoghi, very good, but that's just me.
All right, we'll see this upcoming season. Hopefully it doesn't get screwed over by Corona. But let's just get into a few notables, players that have dropped, players that we didn't expect to go high, or players that we just, you know, interesting players. My number one, or one of my players, is CeeDee Lamb falling to 17 to the Cowboys. We already kind of touched this. I'm not going to go super into it, but Cowboys drafted best available, and they probably drafted the best wide receiver in this draft.
I have a guy before that who I had ranked before that, Isaiah Simmons, falling to Arizona. Most people had him in their top five. He fell. Yeah, so did I.
I think I had him going to the Giants. I just don't
understand why he dropped. I compared him to Khalil Mack in the mock draft. And I just don't understand. He's so fast. He's such a good rusher, and he can play coverage. He's just a great outside linebacker. He can play any scheme you put him in. I don't know why he dropped to Arizona, but Arizona got a steal.
Football's weird because in baseball, players that can play multiple positions are valued so high. But in football, like a Jabril Peppers I can't name any other players, but like Isaiah Simmons – those, like, gadget players that can play anywhere.
Well, I wouldn't say Isaiah Simmons is necessarily a gadget player. He can just play in either scheme.
But he can play both the linebacker, or all the linebacker positions, I'd say. You can probably see him coming off the edge. and he'd be a big safety, but I mean,
he's so quick for Arizona. Got speed. I think it's interesting. You want to go with your next shocker or mine?
I'm going to go with my next shocker, also from Arizona. Maybe I should have rated Arizona's draft a little higher, but their third-round pick, Josh Jones. I had him in the first round. I had him better than the
Jackson. I don't understand what happened the Dolphins. There. I think a lot of people had him high.
Yeah, I mean, that's a first-round player that I mocked going in the third round, but to the eighth pick. Yes, me and you both said that he has to work. He's going to need a lot of practice. He's going to need to add a lot, but he's a 6'5", 319 left tackle out of Houston that with a good head coach. When we don't know if Cliff Kingsbury is, me and you both are kind of on the fence, more leaning towards he's not a good head coach.
But all right, I have Henry Ruggs being the first wide receiver drafted. Speed is taking over the game, I guess. I hate to say that, and I don't want to say that yet. I think there's still solid receivers who don't need speed to be good. But CD, or you know, he dropped. I think the main reason he dropped is because Ruggs was the first receiver overall. I understand that everybody looks at the Super Bowl champs and sees maybe speed wins championships. Well, yeah, but you can also have a great passing game without these speedy guys. I don't think Ruggs was the best player or best receiver in the draft. I think he's going to be good. I don't think he's the best. But I just thought that was interesting that
Yeah, but if he would have went to any other team before everyone, I would have called it more suspect. But it's the Raiders.
Yeah,
Gruden knows what he's doing.
I thought it was just interesting. I'm not necessarily calling it a bad pick. I just thought it was interesting. Like I said, you can't go wrong with many of these receivers that are in this draft. My next one was Lamb falling to the Cowboys. We talked about that.
I want to talk about the Saints, who only had four picks in this draft, and I think their second pick was really good, Zach Bond. But their first pick, Cesar Ruiz, I'm pretty sure their center that they drafted last year was Pro Bowl, Eric McCoy.
I'm not sure
about that. So why are we drafting another center? No, I'm pretty sure Eric McCoy was either a Pro Bowler or pretty close to it.
I'm not sure. I'm really good. I don't know that, but I thought it was very weird. Very weird. Yeah.
I mean, especially when you need a linebacker, and Patrick McQueen and I believe Kenneth Murray were both there.
And Kenneth Murray were both there. I don't know what they were doing. I was sitting there almost certain that they were going to draft Queen. But, yeah, good point. Then my next one is Green Bay, pooping the bed here. Like I said, Rodgers has 4 years left on his contract. He said they hadn't drafted a skill position player in 15 years. I don't know what if you're Rodgers or a Green Bay fan, you really know how to think. I don't even know what you're thinking right now.
Yeah, I feel like Rodgers deserves more respect.
I thought he had respect because he got his coach fired, but then he just suggests, maybe he was too nice about it, just subtly suggested that.
Didn't me and you say it was Rodgers' team?
Yeah, and everybody else.
Didn't we just say that? That's kind of funny. I believe we both said that this is Rodgers' team. They are going to figure something out for Rodgers. I may try to find that clip.
I don't understand what they were doing. I mean, not to even get one. Like, it's almost like they were trying to prove a point that it wasn't his team just by not getting at least one.
But yeah, it's like, let's not help him.
And then,
I mean, it makes zero sense. I'll go with another quarterback, Jalen Hurts, second round to the Eagles.
I don't have this as an interesting pick, actually. I actually had it as a fitting pick.
Okay, wow. Reason I don't like Hurts this high. I don't think he's better than Eason.
Whoa, and come even Jake on. Fromm.
I think Jake Fromm is awful. Not even, no. Jalen Hurts is not. Jalen Hurts is a glorified Taysom Hill.
Like, and Taysom Hill's been good.
And getting him second Taysom round?
Been good in the league.
What? He is, but what I'm trying to say is he's not going to be even as good as Taysom Hill, who isn't a star. They got Jalen Reagor in the first round, got their wide receiver, got a wide receiver. They didn't draft a single corner. Their second biggest need, and in my mock draft, I had them trading up for a corner. I don't know what you're doing drafting a wide or a quarterback in the second round, especially Jalen Hurts.
Always bring up one of us about Carson Wentz can't stay healthy. It's the only reason why I like this pick, and I'm not going based on their first pick, Jalen Reagor. I thought that was a good pick too. I think if they really want a quarterback because they don't know how well Carson Wentz is going to hold up, they had to do it there because I don't think Eason or Fromm's going to be any good. Fromm's going to be a career backup, and so is Eason probably. They're not good. So after Hurts, I don't think you had a good quarterback. That's going to be a starter caliber. Backup, yeah.
No one had Hurts going this high, and the Eagles just decided that they were going to take him this high.
I don't like basing
when you could have gotten
if they're good or not based on other people's mock drafts because – they're not the professionals, and if they needed a quarterback, this was the last quarterback that I think was it has potential. I don't even think.
I'm not trying to base anything. I mean, I'm basing a little bit off of their other people's mock drafts, but these people are people that have watched every quarterback's game, and Jalen Hurts was not better than Eason and Fromm. Yes, he was. Yes, he was on the Heisman. Congrats. One of the most glorified trophies that shouldn't be glorified. Like, and what are some of the recent Heisman?
Lamar, who me and you
don't think is fantastic.
Okay, Derrick Henry. Congrats.
Has had one good year so far. I'm not trying to.
So you don't think Joe Burrow is going to be good?
I don't like Jalen Hurts this high. I think Joe Burrow is going to be pretty good.
All right, what about Kyler?
If you – I'm not a big Kyler fan. I think he'll be a really good fantasy player. And that's saying a lot for me. Because my biggest thing on him is his size, and my favorite quarterback in the league is Russell Wilson, who is undersized quarterback.
To my next one is Clyde Edwards-Helaire being the first running back. I already touched on this a little bit. Like I said, it was a luxury spot, but I just don't think it was smart. I already talked about why they did it. But then tying into this, Dobbins not only falling below Edwards-Helaire, but Swift, Taylor, and Akers. Okay, Swift and Taylor, yeah, but who the heck is Akers? What the heck? Why is he above Dobbins? Florida State, yep.
I'm pretty sure he was on, Florida State? And that team was awful. And apparently people are, giving him pity because that team was awful, so they drafted him higher. Like, everything I've seen on Akers is, he was on such a bad team. So
I don't
why
know
does that make
why
him
and on earth you could say he's better than Dobbins. And then, do you have anything anymore? I have one more.
I don't have any more. I'm trying to think of a few questions.
Thaddeus Moss, undrafted.
All right, go for it.
I thought he was good enough to go. I thought the Cowboys were going to take him in the 7th round. I think he is good enough to be drafted.
He's very good.
He's got size. Doesn't have much speed, but I think he has size so he can block. And I think he has decent hands. I just thought he was good enough to be drafted, not just because of his name. Yeah, he's got size.
He's in
the
Redskins.
Cowboys would take
he's
him
a Redskin
with the
now.
Last pick. But, I just thought it was interesting. I thought he would definitely – everybody had him at least getting drafted. But yeah, that's all I got for interesting picks. Obviously, I already talked about how I think Devin Duvernay and Colin Johnson are going to be good. I'm not just saying because of Texas. Everybody's going to say that, but really, Johnson was a first or second round projection until he declared to go back to Texas. I'm telling you, that's not a joke. He was. Then he fell because he got hurt. Duvernay really is just going to be good for the Ravens scheme. But, I mean, yeah. And then I have two other notes here that I forgot about. Some honorable mentions. Browns getting Wills and Delpit were very good. I didn't have them good enough at my top.
Agreed.
And then I have the Bengals getting Burrow and Higgins. Really good. Very, very good. I love T. Higgins. He's great for Clemson, and Joe Burrow's going to be able to throw to him. That's going to be good. I thought it was cool that T. Higgins tweeted out in 2016, I'm going to meet A.J. Green one day. Now he's a Bengal. So, yeah.
So, oh, that's kind of cool. I didn't see that. I thought
that was cool, but that's all I have.
Okay. I don't know if you're really going to be able to answer this question. Here, we'll go with the easier question first, and then if you don't like the second question, you won't have to answer. How do you think the NFL – how well do you think the NFL put on the whole virtual –
I thought thing? It was really good.
I personally think they did really good.
A lot of people didn't like it, I think. Maybe it was a little too boring for them, but I thought it was – I mean, it was kind of just like watching a draft from home. I mean, as far as the home aspect, I mean, I loved going to the draft in Dallas a few years ago. Probably one of the best drafts we've seen in a while, Saquon in that draft, Baker and all them. So that was fun. I got to meet my boy Roger Goodell that day. I used to not like him, but I'm starting to grow more respect for him.
I sadly am too, and it hurts because he's destroyed the Cowboys over the years. But seeing a different side of Roger Goodell, he's a goofy. He doesn't seem to be very good in front of. He doesn't seem to be very good in front of the camera, like. And I know that's weird because he's in front of the camera at certain times a lot during the years.
I just feel like he's a decent guy, and that's all I want.
I feel like he's
good guys are going to try and do the right thing. They might get it wrong.
Yeah.
But
I think the MLB commissioner is probably definitely passed as the worst sports commissioner.
I think Adam Silver is probably the best. I love Adam Silver.
Yeah, I agree.
And this is going to get into a little politics side, but agreed. I love how NBA Adam Silver made it to where NBA players have to stand for the national anthem. I think that is so cool that Silver said, you know what, my league's going to give 2 minutes or whatever it is to respect our country. So
yeah, it's like 2 minutes out of everyone's day.
That was kind of off topic. But, yeah, I'm getting more respect for Goodell. And I thought that it was just like watching a draft from home. Besides the players being up on the stage, I thought it was cool to see the players' homes a little bit. Joe Burrow needs new curtains.
and a haircut.
So,
yeah, they all do. We all do.
Yeah, it was cool. Some players decided to go casual, so a few dressed up. You can tell. I saw J.J. Watt tweeted out. He said, J.J. Watt tweeted out that, he'd be cleaning for years if his mom had national television cameras in his living room. That'd be the same for me. So, yeah, that was definitely interesting to see the different families. And
I wonder how that process went. NFL just, like, sent some cameras,
they had to have people come to them.
But that was expensive. Help them set it up.
They announced at the end of the draft they had, like, three players that they had cameras set up that didn't get drafted. I think one of them was Shea Patterson, however you say it, from Michigan, the quarterback. I don't know why they would pick him. I don't even think he's projected to go. Yeah.
He's a QB, though.
QBs
like the Cowboys, random QBs get drafted. So might as well give him to the QB.
So he's a big name, but he's been – but, yeah, that's all I got for that question.
Yeah. So I don't really know if you're going to be able to answer this because I don't have your – because was it our first podcast that we predicted the NFL playoffs?
We just predicted the Super Bowl.
Me and you? Okay. I'm guessing your Super Bowl hasn't changed, but after this draft, any new teams in the playoffs, would you say? Or any new teams that fall out of the playoffs?
Let me look at the teams that I have.
You don't have to exactly know the teams you had, but, like, consensus teams that you think people don't think are going to make it now.
I think the Colts. I didn't have the Colts in. And you did, I think. I think the Colts get in. Okay. I had the Titans winning that division, and I think the Colts win the division now. I still have Packers and Vikings in there.
Even with this Packers bad draft, I don't think they're falling far from their 13-3 stature. I think
they want to add a piece. But another team that I in the NFC South, I have Saints, Buccaneers making the playoffs. I have the Panthers and Falcons being low and not making it. The Falcons didn't make a lot of noise this draft, I don't think. They didn't do much. The NFC West, the Rams didn't do much. So,
I can agree. The Falcons didn't do anything. They drafted a punter, so that's their state. The Rams, I think, actually did decent. I like Van Jefferson, their second round pick. I don't think Cam Akers is as bad as you thought, and we thought. But
yeah, and then enough. I have
so I'll let you continue.
I have the Cowboys still winning the NFC East, but instead of the Raiders, making it in, I had them at one of the wild cards. I'm gonna give that wild card spot to the Philadelphia Eagles. I thought they had a decent draft. And the reason why I say that is because Jalen Reagor is going to be so fast, and I don't know if the Cowboys' secondaries can keep up, or any of these divisions' secondaries can keep up. And they needed a receiver, and even if Carson Wentz goes down, I think Jalen Hurts can be decent. So that gives them enough to be better than the Raiders.
Probably some rising teams I had. The Colts. I 100% agree with that. I think another potential riser. I'm not going to say the Eagles. Sorry. I love Reagor. One of my, like me and you both said, we would really love to have Reagor jerseys, but we're not going to buy an Eagles jersey. It's just not going to happen. I think the Vikings are going to win their division. I have something over the Packers. Packers are still making the playoffs as a wild card, but and I still have the Raiders making the playoffs. They just added the fastest player in the draft. They added a corner who I thought was a little high, but it's the Raiders. They're going to figure something out. They're going to get their safety Jonathan Abram back, and I just can't count Gruden out over the Eagles, who I think are a little dysfunctional. But also, another underrated draft is the Bengals. They got the best player the best quarterback in the draft, and they got T. Higgins. So,
yeah,
we can't sleep on them just because they got the number one pick.
That's why I had them at the honorable mention. But they're in such a tough division. I had three teams in that division making the playoffs. So there's no way the Bengals are good enough to make the playoffs next year.
They also got the outside linebacker from the national champion Appalachian State. If anyone knows that podcast, that was an interesting one. But yeah, I think that you got any final notes you'd like to say?
I think it was a pretty smooth-ish draft until the Packers got on the clock and really screwed things up. I'm looking at my
multiple times.
Looking at my mock draft here, I had Josh Jones going to Miami at 26. I don't know what happened there.
He went third. I
ended
round.
Up having Zach Bond going to Baltimore, and I had Patrick Quinn going to New Orleans. So yeah, overall though, I think I had a decent mock draft as far as the players in the first round went. But just interesting to me that I thought I didn't agree with you on was Denzel Mims being good. I thought he should have fallen, so I don't think he's that good.
What team did he go to again? So I can look at him.
I don't remember.
I don't even know. Yeah, he fell so far. Jets, I don't even know what Jets. Team he's. Oh, Jets. Dude, good size, 6'3". I think he's a little faster than what you said. I think he is a very good vertical threat, and I think late second round is you're going to be surprised as much as I am a TCU fan, and this is me saying all this stuff about a Baylor wide receiver who I believe may have even caught the winning touchdown in the game last year that they beat us. So I know when I see a player that I'm not going to be biased. All right,
then I want to talk about another kind of great player for the Cowboys fans out there. You have any scouting report on Ben DiNucci from James Madison? I'm looking here, and your good old ESPN.
I don't know.
Player rankings have him at the 7th best quarterback behind. James Morgan, 7? Jake Fromm, and Jake Lutton from Oregon State.
I don't even know where James Madison is. I think it's in Florida. He's a Pitt transfer. I don't know much about Ben. I think he's just going to I think they're going to bring him in and try to make him compete with Cooper. Apparently, what came out and said that they wanted to get him as an undrafted free agent, but a few teams were going to try to get him before.
I just want to know
they just went ahead and drafted
why
him.
Is Dak not signing his franchise tag?
I don't know.
He's getting overpaid.
He has probably the most stacked offense in the league.
And even if he doesn't sign, he has to play for
us.
He can't play anywhere else. So I don't know what's going on. He's going through a rough time, though. Maybe that's
That's for another podcast. Actually, I enjoyed today's podcast.
It was fun.
We need to record something tomorrow. But
I just think it was overall a pretty well picked draft, and I think a lot of teams had very, very good drafts actually. So
yeah, I think it's just because this was a very good draft. Yeah. Like I think there was just a good amount of players in this draft.
When you have guys
other than
like
last
Josh
year.
Jones and Grant Delpit, even no way Grant Delpit. I mean, everybody's sleeping on him. Yeah, he's falling. So I mean,
he was projected
like
top 10
really good draft,
like early,
full
this
of
year.
Really good players that I think are going to be good. So
all right, this was a good podcast. You can listen to this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube channel, Teenage Sports, Instagram page, and Teenage Sports.
Nope, I'm good.
And anything more, Boom?